Early this month, NPR correspondent Margot Adler watched and waited and made critical decisions about another person's life as her aunt, her father's sister, spent her final days in a hospital bed.
My aunt Alexandra Adler was 99, an extraordinary woman, a brilliant neurologist and psychiatrist, a pioneer and one of the most important interpreters of the theories of her father, Alfred Adler, one of the founders of modern psychiatry. But as she lay dying, it was very difficult to know her wishes. I have always held to the notion of a good death. It goes something like this: the best thing would be to die at home with your friends and loved ones around you. But none of my relatives go that way. They all end up in hospitals, on respirators, tubes, everywhere. 30 years ago, my mother died in horrible distress and confusion, barely conscious and tied to every kind of machinery, after cancer had entered almost every part of her body. 3 years ago, my father died after 2 horrendous weeks on a respirator. A doctor himself and a fighter to the end, he would have nothing to do with a living will or a do not resuscitate order. Like her brother, my aunt never had a living will, nor had she ever discussed what medical measures should be used in the last days of her life. As she lay in the hospital, her heartbeat irregular, her kidneys not working, her circulation poor, her feet requiring amputation should she survive, and her consciousness lessening, it fell to me, her only surviving adult relative, to make the decisions. I met every day at the hospital with my husband and a longtime friend of my aunt's, to see my aunt and to figure out what we should do. It was fairly easy to decide that she would not want to be tortured, shocked, or violently resuscitated. But when asked if we wanted to take her off the respirator and give her morphine to ease her distress, it was not a decision we could come to easily, and we waited many days until it was clear that every system was failing. I have certain views about death, that we return to earth, wind, water, fire. My husband has other views. My aunt's friend is Irish Catholic, and my aunt was a pretty clear atheist. We all believe that my aunt should have a humane and dignified death. But deciding what that meant in her specific situation was hard to define. We had to come to consensus. When thinking about myself, I know that I do not want my life prolonged when my intellect and memory are gone. I certainly don't want to die on a respirator in an impersonal hospital setting. But I also know that my own attitudes were not necessarily those held by my aunt. My own view that hospitals are not good places to die was confounded by the fact that Dr. Alexandra Adler had lived her best years in hospitals and had worked in the very one in which she lay dying. I didn't trust doctors. She did. She was one. The surroundings that I thought were so sterile were her professional home and the place of some of her best memories. It's very easy to say what you believe about these ultimate things as you discuss them with like-minded people or argue them intellectually. I have supported physician-assisted suicide as long as it is a free choice, not motivated by the economics of a free-market healthcare system. But when it came to honoring the wishes of another human being, it was clear that my own point of view had to take a back seat. Although my aunt had not given specific instructions, we had to honor her life as a scientist, a doctor, and a non-religious person, and to make sure that she lived as long as it was possible to live humanely. And with her death, the decisions have not ended. As we plan a memorial service, I dream about nature invocations and spiritual poetry that I hope will be said when I die. But I know that's not for her. If she were around, she would probably think they were poppycock. In death, as in dying, deciding what is appropriate for someone you love requires something more than simply adhering to the beliefs and attitudes we've brought to those decisions.
NPR correspondent Margot Adler.